Hey, yo, 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 Snarf Dude and Moondog got the mad skills. Hey, yo, DJs, cut the cheese.
Cheese.
Can hear me say
excuse, no alibi. Temptations won the game, and you are to blame.
Welcome back to Cheese Please, show number 20.
And I'm Snarf Dude, wondering what the hell was that we just played?
And I'm the Moondog telling you that was a lady named Baccarat.
Now, gotta move the mic away from the fit sounds here, you know. It's getting a little loud.
Yeah, a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that song. Sorry I'm a Lady. I found the record at Value Village called Euro Hits. And it's just a compilation, like a K-Tel, a European K-Tel record. And obviously, Baccarat was big in Europe back in 1977.
I guess so.
And before that, The Waitresses with the theme song from the show Square Pegs. I think that ran in 1982.
Yeah, it's about 20 years old, roughly.
Who's on that? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker before Sex in the City. Amy Linker. Now, here's a bit of irony. Here's a bit of irony. The co-star of Sarah Jessica Parker, the main star, Amy Linker.
Right.
She was a student in the series, of the high school.
Yeah.
Now, she's an actual teacher.
Really?
In real life.
So her acting career didn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
And
so she went
Sarah
back.
Jessica became Sarah Jessica.
Yeah, of course.
I think Jamie Gertz was in that show as well.
Gertz was in that as well. She's had numerous different appearances over movies and TV.
She's done all right for herself, and she still looks very good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Now!
Oh, yeah! I almost forgot!
It's important!
I'm so tied up with this 20th show here.
I know, and the fact that you could have been Jim J. Bullock. That would hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. It's time once again for...
And now it's time for the Keys, Please!
Okay, it's time for the celeb slip-up, and boy, we got a doozy this week.
We've actually got a celebrity here with us, too.
Really?
One of the celebrities from the celebrity slip-up has been kind enough to let us, you know, put the bag over his head and smuggle him into the pit.
Oh, okay. And yeah, there he is. Okay, yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about there for a minute.
Hi, this is Jack Klugman.
Oh, man. You put a bag over your head, and I thought you... Oh, jeez. You know, you put a bag over your head. I thought you were the actual celebrity.
I am. I'm Jack Klugman.
Oh, yeah, right. That's not very nice. I mean, Jack lost his voice box over a medical issue, and you're trying to sound like Jack Klugman
now. What are you talking about? Jack Klugman's in the studio right here.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're taking the magic away from the joke now.
Yeah, well, fine, you know. But
Snarf, dude, you're so vain.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to play, because 30 years ago, the Odd Couple TV series was big on ABC in the U.S., 1970, 71, 72-ish.
Wow.
And it starred Tony Randall.
That guy, he's still popping out babies, man.
Yeah, what's with him? I mean, he's in his 70s and he's actually giving birth to babies.
He's a randy old fella.
But he's a veteran Broadway actor.
Yes.
Jack Klugman, best known for Quincy, I think, after this TV series. The medical examiner / coroner.
I had a great time on Quincy.
Are you finished?
What are you talking? Don't be dissing our guest star, all right?
Fine. but before Quincy, he had success with The Odd Couple. Very, very weird, based on the Neil Simon play Broadway, if I remember right.
And I think the original movie had Walter Matthau.
And Jack Lemmon. But this was the TV series.
Spun off,
1970s-ish, with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. And Tony was the neat freak, and Jack Klugman was the slob.
Jeez, just like Snarf Dude and Moondog.
Pretty much.
I'm the slob, and you're the neat freak.
Yeah, but that's give you a bit of a idea about the television series. The only thing is, it's one of those things where they should have never recorded an album.
Oh, you're kidding me. They recorded a record?
They recorded an entire album.
No.
And what's worse... What's worse, they crucified 70 songs.
Oh, great.
Well, they were top hits at the time.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But listen very carefully in here. It gives a hint as to where our actual pit is located.
I know what you're talking about now. There's a lyric that they got to listen for.
Yeah, something about
the total eclipse.
Something about the total eclipse. And uh-huh. That's all I will say. And after that, you can figure it out. But, I got to play this. Can't say anymore. Right here on Cheese, Please.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot.
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner and your soulmate. Think the song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you.
I don't know.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I think you're going crazy.
You had me several years ago when I was still quite naive. When you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you were.
People.
You gave away the things you loved, and one of them was me. I had some dreams, there were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee.
Clouds in your coffee?
So vain. You probably think this song is
not
about
vain.
You.
Yes.
You're so vain.
The song is about me, isn't it?
To Saratoga, and your horse naturally won.
Then you flew
your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga rhymes
you,
with Nova Scotia.
Well, you should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife
some
of
underworld
the
spy. My
wife of
what are you talking
friend.
About?
You're so vain.
You're so vain.
There are those
probably
girls again.
Think the song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
You probably think the song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
That innuendo about my fooling around with the wife of a close friend?
Well, you are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all the
way. Well, I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set knit or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly I'm
heard of
an apricot underworld
scarf.
People
go with your eyes.
Guys, kill it. Kill it. Bye. Bye. God.
Boy, oh boy. Now, are you still mad at me for making fun of Jack Klugman after that?
I don't think so. Well, what we're going to do in the cutting room floor in future shows, I think, is going to feature the entire album, It's So Bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's an idea.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out ideas on the air to Moondog.
What other songs do they do on there, man?
Well, let's take a look here.
You got the wrong record sleeve.
I got the record album
okay,
here.
Okay, what do
here
they do?
Go.
What do they do?
Johnny One Note. Play a simple melody. Oh, one of my favorites, the inchworm. Ooh.
Is that something about, you know, Randall's sexuality at all?
I do not know.
Probably not if he's like 80 years old and still popping out bambinos.
Oh.
That was the celebrity slip-up for this week, The Odd Couple.
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall doing the Carly Simon classic, You're So Vain.
And this is another odd couple, Moondog
and Snarf Dude, and we'll be right back.